actually. I'm excited that we just got done doing our basic training over you. So many of you have all stayed on this webcast. It's awesome. We've got hundreds of people here on this webcast, and we've got people here in the United States, also in other countries. Looks like probably in Canada, it looks like, New Zealand, perhaps Australia, maybe some people from Hong Kong, it looks like, on here as well. So it's exciting to see the momentum that we have and in Success Team International and all of you, Sauna. Thank you for joining me on this four-component approach training segment. Can I tell you this? When I talk about the approach as far as getting started in this business, what you should say, what you should not say, whether you're brand new or whether you've been involved for quite a while, keep in mind that the height of your enthusiasm will outsell the depth of your knowledge. That is the most important thing to remember, and the posture. Now, we just got done talking about that more in the basic training overview. But if you're wanting some more, you know, you want more meat, so to speak, in terms of the guidance during this four-component approach, you don't have to use the exact same, you know, words that I use, so to speak. You don't have to use the exact same terminology. But a lot of times people will ask me, you know, I just want some ideas, Jeremy. I just want some ideas, some guidance of what I can do right during the actual approach. Okay, well, here it is, folks. Number one, credibility. I love to use the credibility component first, and I'm going to be talking about this and breaking this out in more detail, and then I like to get into what USANA is and anybody using the product, and then exclusivity, and then appointment. Now, you want to write these four things down. This is not available for download anywhere yet, so this is something you want to write down and take some notes on. Credibility, USANA, exclusivity, and appointment. If you memorize those four components, and I'm going to basically give you an example as I go through each of these components, what we would actually say, and then I'm going to bring you to another slide that kind of breaks it down even a little bit more than this. So just kind of listen to me just for a moment as I take someone through this process. Now, Jan's here in the room with me in my office, so I'm going to kind of dialogue back and forth with her. She doesn't know that yet. But, Jan, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. It's great to be able to get back on the phone with you and check out, say, how life's going for you. How's your family? How's the kids?
Good.
They're doing good? Great. You still working over there in the same office? Okay. Well, listen, we've got some real exciting things happening in our life right now, and we're helping a lot of other people get started in a business that is making a difference in a lot of people's lives. Now, this may or may not be for you. I don't know, Jen, but I'd like to be able to take 3 minutes of your time and at least explain to you what it is, and then you can tell me if you have a further interest. Does that sound okay to you? Now, keep in mind that I may have some other dialogue that might happen with Jan long before we get to that transition where I say that I need 3 minutes of her time. And that's just depending on the type of prospect, you know, that you're on the phone with. Well, Jan, what I'm going to talk to you about is, first of all, it's a company that is ranked in Forbes magazine as number 5 of the best 200 companies out there in the United States. Have you ever heard of Forbes magazine before, Jan? Briefly? Okay. Well, they do this annual listing in there, and it's pretty tough to make this list of the top 200 companies in the United States doing less than $1 billion in sales, and we were ranked number 5. Now, Business Week, have you ever heard of Business Week before, that publication, Jan?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, in Business Week, you may be familiar with it, but each year they do a listing of their hottest 100 growth companies in the United States, and our company has been ranked number 3 of the fastest 100 growth companies in the United States. The year before was number 9. It's just bursting at the seams. In fact, our company is publicly traded on NASDAQ. It's part of the S&P 600. The company is a pharmaceutical-grade manufacturer of the highest quality, most advanced nutritional and anti-aging products out there in the marketplace. The name of the company is USANA Health Sciences. And USANA, there are literally hundreds of thousands of people now, Jan, that are using these fine USANA health products that are making a difference in their health. I mean, literally, they're seeing increased differences, of course, in their immune systems, but in their energy levels, their sleeping patterns, and a lot of big health conditions out there that are being helped with this as well. Bottom line, I use these products every day, and I wouldn't go a day without using these products, and that's really the backbone to what this is all about, and these products really are making a difference in people's lives. Now, I got to tell you, the beauty of this is that these products are not sold through any retail stores or establishments. The only place you can get these USANA products is through one of us exclusive manufacturer representatives. And so we have the ability to help the company move these products right to people's doorstep. Now, technically, we don't do that ourselves. I don't have the inventory or any products, and I don't deliver any products myself. But I come involved in the marketing arm of the company to help with introducing people to these products. And because of that, we earn a percentage of the movement of that product, and we can earn a residual, reoccurring income, Jan. Now, I know that, you know, you do well there in the office, I'm sure, but an extra $200 to $400 a week coming into your life in this business that we could put in the cracks of your life, it might make a big difference for you. And it's something that can continue to last and continue to grow and develop a residual over time. Well, Jan, this may or may not be for you. I don't know. But it would really mean a lot to me if you would look at this with your own two eyes and give me your honest opinion. Would you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay, great. Look, what are you doing tonight? I'd really like to come over and show this to you right away because you've got a lot of things happening in our company, and timing is very critical.
Work.
It will work? Great. How about 8 o'clock? All right, great. I'll be then. I'll be over there at that time, then we'll show you how this works. By the way, Jan, I also have a business partner that might be joining me during that presentation because since I'm new, I'm still learning how this all works. But I learn every time I have a business partner with me. All right. So let me back up a little bit and let's go through this. Now, sometimes you might have someone that says, you know, maybe Jan wouldn't have said as easily that we're going to meet tonight, you know, and but I'll tell you what, maybe she was thinking in her mind, though, wow, this must be pretty urgent. If Jeremy's wanting to see me right now, you know, this there must be some big urgency to this. And I am big. You guys will find that Jeremy Stanislaw is very big on urgency. And if people hear that urgency in your voice, like, what are you doing tonight, Jan? What are you doing tomorrow morning? What are you doing tomorrow at lunch? I've got to get this in front of you as quick as possible so you can see what's happening with the growth of our company and what's happening with positioning right now. Now, if Jan comes back and still says, do you know, I can't really meet with you tonight or tomorrow. It's going to probably be a week or 2 weeks out or something like that. Then what I would do is I would ask Jan, I'd say, well, Jan, no problem. Let's do this then. Instead of us meeting together, what's your email address? And I get the email address from Jan. I say, okay, I'll tell you what, Jan. I'm going to send over to you my website with the company that you can look at and get a good feel for what USANA has to offer. You can learn on there a health and freedom overview and presentation, and it'll give you a really good feel for this. Now, Jan, I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow around this time. Would that work for you? I just want to follow up and make sure you're able to open up my email and that you got it and it got delivered to you okay. Would it be all right if I call you at the same time? Perfect. Okay, well, I'll follow up with you then, and we'll go from there. Now, I just gave you guys a bunch of different scenarios there, and I'm just kind of trying to dialogue back and forth so you can kind of see how we're effective at doing this. But if we can't get a presentation right away, which is that appointment step, then we want to fall back to sending out our email and you know, sending our web page over or handing out a Success From Home magazine to them or a DVD as an instrument to now get us closer to getting that appointment if we couldn't get the appointment right out of the gate. So let's break this down a little bit further. If we take a look at the four-component approach, what we did is we talked about specifically the credibility of the company. Now, you can use whatever you'd like to use here. And for those of you that are in other markets and other regions on this call today, you may not have, you know, maybe Forbes and Business Week isn't as well known there. What is well known? What other publications are we in your market, or what can you use as credibility? I mean, it can even be Dr. Wentz's story as credibility. There's a lot of credibility in that, too, as long as you do it in a short enough period and you don't take too long during that credibility phase. But people don't know what USANA Health Sciences is. But they do know names like Business Week and Forbes and publicly traded company on NASDAQ and S&P 600. They've heard of things like this. And so that helps you to get into that conversation, have some credibility before now you say USANA Health Sciences. And what is USANA? Now, in my words, I kind of said USANA is a pharmaceutical-grade manufacturer, and I said advanced nutritional products and anti-aging products. Now, you can use whatever you like there. Maybe it's comprehensive wellness system. Maybe it's a cellular-based nutritional program or a science-based nutritional products. You know, sometimes I hear some of my associates come up with some of these explanations, and they're a lot better than even mine. They're like, man, that's a good one. I got to remember that. And then, of course, I forget it later, and I just kind of roll back with whatever kind of comes out of my mouth. But bottom line, what you don't want to do is you don't want to be talking about it being supplements or vitamins. Folks, those are kind of the turnoff words in our industry, and we don't just have a traditional vitamin or a traditional supplement. We are unique with USANA. We have something very special that is changing the lives of people. It has optimal levels of nutrition. We're not just talking about vitamins. Vitamins is only a percentage or a small section of really our entire product line and also our essentials. It's, you know, it's not the whole thing isn't vitamins. We've got antioxidants there. We've got minerals as well. So we don't want to put us in a category of vitamins and supplements. Get those words out of your vocabulary and replace them with like advanced nutritional products and cellular nutrition products and things like of that nature. Paint the picture. Now, if you're going to talk about your story of using the USANA products, here's where you do it. It's during this USANA step, the four-component approach. Now, be careful. If you've got a great product story, you definitely do not want this to take 20 minutes just to get through your product story. You've got to keep it short and succinct. You'll have plenty of time later to get into more detail on your product story. But if you're doing the four-component approach, it's only a portion of your four components here is your product story and the USANA products. Now, if you're new, and I was new, I didn't have a story to use on the product. So what did I use? I used other people's stories. I also just painted the picture of the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people using the USANA products, and there are. And so that helps to paint the picture that we really do have a tremendous following of people loving these products. And so as you transition now to the business side, you've got to figure out a way that you can get people to the business side of this. And I think that's one of the hardest things that people struggle with during their approach process is they kind of want to talk about the company, they kind of want to talk about the business or the products, but they don't know how to really talk about the business. And if you memorize that exclusivity word and keep that fresh on your brain, that'll help you to bring that up in a conversation. You know, the beauty of this, Jan, is that our products are exclusive to us as manufacturer representatives. These are not sold in any stores or retail outlets. Now, we have the opportunity to earn additional residual streams of income that can last for the rest of our lives. Now, some people may not even know what residual means at this point, so you got to be sensitive to that as well. So kind of be careful when you're talking about residual, but reoccurring income. Now, another thing is, notice, you know, depending on who I might be talking to, I might kind of paint the picture a little bit differently in terms of how big a potential we have in this business model. For example, if I'm talking to a very successful company executive that is already earning a multiple six-figure income, am I going to talk to him or she, her or you know, he or she about only earning $200 to $400 a week extra income? Of course not. That's not going to mean anything to them. So I might talk to them about the fact that there has been other people in a professional environment just like them that have earned tremendous money just like you earn that are now doing this and now they've added multiple six-figure income streams coming into their life. You know, imagine, John, or imagine, Jan, if we'd increase your net worth another $1 to $2 million just over the next 24 months. You know, that might speak a lot more louder to them based upon, you know, their success out there in the world so far. But if I'm talking to somebody going through school, and they're just trying to make it through college, they're struggling, they're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, am I going to talk to them about increasing their net worth to $1 million to $2 million in the next 24 months? Of course not. It's just not going to make sense. It's going to completely blow them out of the water if I talk about that. So that's one thing about your four-component approach, that you can kind of cater a little bit to who you might be talking to. And if you don't really know, you can use more of the blanket approach and say there's some people on one end of this, they're just doing a little bit with it, making a couple hundred dollars a week, and there's people on the other end of the spectrum that are making over $1 million a year doing this business. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You've really got to check into this and see what this is all about. It may or may not be for you, but it would really mean a lot to me if you take a close look at this and give me your honest opinion. I'm going to take you back through that again because this is so critical, how you actually word this and say, look, it may or may not be for you, but it would really mean a lot to me if you would look at this and give me your honest opinion. And let that pause happen and then wait for their response. And when they say yes, say great. Well, it's impossible to explain this all right over the phone. We need to get together as quick as possible. What are you doing in the next 2 hours? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing right now? I'm coming over. You've got to see this. What are you doing tomorrow morning? What are you doing tomorrow at lunch? Okay, you're trying to find that next window of when you can get with them as quick as possible, and they can hear that urgency in your voice. And remember, if they can't meet with you right away for a presentation, then you are going, I mean, if it can't be in the next couple of days, maybe a week out is still okay to set a presentation. But what happens if you try to set a presentation, you know, 10 days out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out? Life gets in the way. And by the time that presentation comes up, you know what? Something's come up. They're not going to be there for whatever reason. Something's changed. It just doesn't happen. So, you know, if you're enthusiastic enough and you got some urgency in your voice, you're usually going to be able to get that appointment fairly quickly. And if not, then we're going to fall back to being able to get out your website to them, you know, and that's why it's so critical to make sure you have your USANA independent distributor site up and running and that you like how it looks and you feel proud of it, because you need to be able to be sending that URL to them and show ownership. The last thing you want to do is give out the website www.usana.com. You never want to give that website out to anybody. Keep in mind that you'd want people to go to your specific site so that you don't lose that person to somebody else, all right? You want that to come to you, and so you want them to fill out your contact details. You want them to enroll online or make a product order or whatever. So that's why your site is so critical to have up and running, and it's something that all of our new people that we have coming on board, we try to get up and running with them within the first 24 hours of them coming on board so they start feeling proud and having something they can send people to take a look at USANA. Now, the other part of this is when it comes to setting the appointment, notice how there wasn't a pause before we actually got to setting the appointment. Keep in mind that we painted the picture a little bit about USANA. You know, we talked about the credibility. We talked about USANA. We talked about the exclusivity. We went right to the appointment. We didn't stop to wait and see what their response was going to be. And what happens if we do that? If we stop and we pause and say, hey, what do you think? And what are they going to do? They're going to start giving you more objections. They're going to say, well, gosh, I don't know. This may, you know, I don't know. I'm to be a salesperson. Sounds like I'm going to have to, you know, that I'm going to have to learn more about. I just don't think this could be for me. And so whatever's going through their mind, it's going to be harder for you to get that appointment. So it's critical that you are moving right into the appointment and you're using that line. This may or may not be for you. Let the pressure off of them. You know, don't run around and say, oh, I know this is exactly for you. You're going to be so excited about this, Jan. You're going to love this business. I know this is perfect for you. You are going to tear this up. What is Jan thinking on the defense to that? How would Jeremy know whether or not I'd really like this business? How does Jeremy know I'd really go out there and build a big business in this? Let's let the pressure off of Jan. Let's say, you know, this may or may not be for you, but it would really mean a lot to me if you would look at this and give me your honest opinion. People have a hard time saying no to that. And so keep in mind that don't wait to do to ask for the commitment for the appointment. If there's one thing that you forget, we're going to be losing our conference call here in just a moment here, it looks like. But if there's one thing you forget is you know, forget the credibility side, the USANA side, and the exclusivity, but don't forget the appointment, okay? You've got to go for the appointment. That's the process. That's the whole reason you're giving this four-component approach, is so that you will get the commitment that they'll actually look at this and set the appointment. So there you have it, folks. There's the four-component approach. I'll leave this up for you guys. We're going to be logging off. We might be losing our audio here in just a moment. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. It's been fun. Take care.